Chris Berman is a goddamn piece of shit.
It was in the bathroom!
It was in the bathroom!
Yep. I officially broke silo.
Silo's hoes.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of awesome videos out there for awesome video segment.
Yeah. Just fucking do it.
Okay. Welcome to the 19th and hopefully last episode of Rant City. This is our 5-year anniversary edition. I am your host, Taylor. With me today is Silo.
Where are Silo's hoes?
And one ouch.
The way she goes. The fucking way she goes.
So we have several topics to talk about today. First, we are adding a new Rant City, or new rule to the Rant City drinking game. Anytime any one of us says fact or fucked, take a drink. Our first topic today, we will be talking about friends of the Rant City podcast. For starters, Bill Simmons. One ouch.
Yeah, so he basically said, fuck Roger Goodell, and he gets suspended by ESPN, and then he just comes back and is beast in general, I guess.
He is beast in general, yes.
Yep.
Next is Willie Nuts. Obviously, he's made an appearance in several of Rant City episodes. One ouch.
Has dreads, man. And has dreads.
Dreads, offensive lineman, general beastness again.
Offensive linemen are fucking gay, but he's just a beast.
Yeah. And he plays, like, he's beast even though he's an offensive lineman and he plays for the Jets. Like, somehow, despite those two things, he's still awesome.
Yeah, I mean.
Actually, we have an episode titled After Willie Nuts. So, yeah. I mean. That's
he does,
just
he does make
general.
Frequent headlines, get in fights, and is just a beast.
And who are we talking about?
Willie Nuts.
What's his last name, though?
Cologne.
Okay. Just in case no one knows. Really, everyone's just like, who the fuck is Willie Nuts? Someone who hasn't listened to episode 3. Next on the list is Kobe.
Yeah, Kobe basically just called ESPN a bunch of idiots, and that's not... That's exactly how he said ESPN is a bunch of idiots.
So you guys are just a bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks later, what did Penis do?
Yeah, like 2 weeks later, ESPN is basically just out to get him now. It says the only reason the Lakers lose is Kobe. He should be traded. He gets paid too much.
Yeah, that article was so long. Like, they put so much work into that just to retaliate.
Yeah, they fucking grudged against him big time.
Yeah, definitely grudging.
Yeah.
And also on our list is Marshawn Lynch.
Just... Every single one of his answers is either maybe, no, or yes.
Maybe.
Maybe. And he'll occasionally answer random questions, but he is not giving you shit for interviews.
Yep. He doesn't give a fuck about the media. What a beast, right?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Also has dreads.
Oh my god, Silo's just so pissed right now. And our final one is Tosh. Daniel Tosh.
Well, basically, he has a segment on his show, and ESPN just totally ripped it off.
And titled, and ESPN titled their segment really fucking bad. Awesome video segment. Nice creative fucking name. So basically, Tosh retaliated by ripping off one of Penis's segments. Don't they have some sports bullshit, whatever?
Sports science, yeah.
It's legitimately called sports science.
Yeah, he just added .0.
Yeah, so he, he's gonna bash ESPN.
You fucking hacks are cheapening my brand. I'm fine with kids in high school or college plagiarizing, but once you work for a real network, you should have some goddamn self-respect. That's why I created a new segment called Sports Science. .0. Who do you think came up with that? A network dedicated to sports or Bill Nye's son, the sports science guy? They've been calling me that since I was fucking 11. On ESPN's flagship show SportsCenter, each highlight lasts an average of 45 seconds and contains an astonishing 217 unfunny forced puns. The frat brothers they call anchors are whiffing on an improbable 100% of the jokes they try to make.
So far, legit, one ouch.
Yeah, they have zero analysts that are beast.
And their anchors are even worse. Actually, I don't know. They don't do as much, they don't say as much, so I mean...
The only one I'm cool with is like Colin Cowherd, Bill Simmons, maybe Charles Barkley.
Yeah, but they're those three are rarely on.
Right. Like, the majority is, like, Mel Kiper, Merrill Hodge.
I like Stephen A. Smith.
A lot of Merrill Hodge.
Skip Bayless, holy shit, he is on a lot.
Yeah.
Also, so is Stephen A. Smith, but he's not nowhere near as bad as fucking Skip Bayless.
That's like a greased-up adult grizzly bear trying to make love to a fresh salmon. That's like SportsCenter breaks down like this. 60% Manziel gossip. 39% praising LeBron for buying a giant Brita filter to clean Lake Erie. 72% jerking off the SEC. And 41% explaining away whatever crime an NFL player committed that hour. There's 2% other, which is room for whomever has to fill in for Bill Simmons every time he's suspended for having the audacity to defend women.
Was that pie chart breakdown pretty accurate one, Alch?
I mean, the percentages might have been a little off, but yeah.
Added up to about 250%, but yeah. For the most part, pretty legit.
Manziel basically took over Tebow's time, but yeah, works out pretty well.
Which, I mean, is a slight upgrade, but still, you don't have to talk that much about a backup quarterback.
No shit.
Also, what are your thoughts on them saying jerking off the SEC?
Pretty accurate.
ESPN's 72 personalities who have no personality can somehow manage to exert enough force to climb all the way into the NFL's asshole. Former athletes account for almost one-third of ESPN personalities. And with a grammatical error every fifth word, a normal segment contains nearly 400 instances of flawed syntax. Simple mathematics tells us that is a statistical anomaly.
Their analysts, Wanelch, Silo? Any thoughts on... they listed right there Keyshawn Johnson, Merrill Hodge, and Herm Edwards.
Yeah. Actually, I will say I kind of like Herm Edwards, but the idea behind only hiring former players' coaches is pretty ridiculous.
Would you say it's fucked?
No, you would.
It's fact. Herm Edwards is not good.
Okay.
I always get Herm Edwards and Tony Dungy mixed up. They're like brothers, dude.
Definitely look alike, but...
Chris Berman's weekly two-minute drill runs an average of 5 minutes and 11 seconds. That's 5 minutes and 11 seconds more than anyone outside of Buffalo wants to hear Chris Berman gargle on all 7 of his chins. And that painfully unaware pudgy old man makes $3 million a year. That's more than all pros Andrew Luck and Julio Jones. Science!
What else? Chris Berman more valuable than Andrew Luck and Julio Jones?
No.
According to Penis... He is, though.
Chris Berman is a goddamn piece of shit.
He is horrible. Silo particularly likes when he calls the home run derby.
I don't like anything about him.
For a measly $5.64 billion, ESPN won the broadcasting rights to the college football playoffs for the next 12 years. $0 of that will go to the athletes. ESPN profits off kids playing football, which means they support kids getting brain damage, which means ESPN wants children to die. Or, to put it in scientific terms, ESPN loves killing kids. Science. For Sports Science 0.0, I'm Daniel Tosh.
What else?
Science, bitch.
What do you think ESPN thought of that?
Probably weren't very impressed with it, but it's all accurate. I mean, you can't argue any of it.
They're 100% plotting their revenge right now.
They're probably just going to buy Disney's going to buy whatever station, whoever owns Comedy Central.
Disney cannot buy Comedy Central. That show would be, you can't, what good Disney show is?
They have the money, obviously.
I mean, yeah, they could do it, but.
I don't know, just to prove a point.
Nobody could watch Comedy Central.
I mean, they did grudge Kobe, so I mean. Anything could happen.
True.
We good with that?
Yeah.
Beast. All right. What's next topic will be, what are we going to do when we make it big?
What?
Yeah, when Rant City goes mainstream, what are we going to do, Silo?
When we're making that 3.5 that Chris Berman's making,
yeah.
What are we going to do with that?
I'll probably just buy an island and fill it with Silo's hose.
You got to pay for Silo's hose, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're their pimp. You don't pay.
I'll fill it with Silo's hose. I never said I was going
to
pay.
Okay. But when are you going to have time to be on that island because you're just hanging out with us all the time?
Yeah, we still have to make episodes. We're still retiring.
I'll fly in and out, man.
Oh, so now you can afford a jet?
Yes.
All right.
Have you listened to me, dude? I'm gold.
That'd be a pretty shitty jet, though. $3.5 million.
Yeah, but when he says a jet, he's just talking like one of those little Cessnas. Okay. Just fly in and to and from his island.
Okay.
What are you gonna do, Anoush?
I'm gonna be lazy as fuck. I'm gonna buy a house and a car, obviously, and then just not work.
Yes, you are. We have to do apps.
Yeah,
you're not just retiring.
True.
You're gonna have to hire some sort of language or voice coach so you don't lose your voice after talking for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, I would have to insure my voice also.
Insure your voice with like $1 million policy.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. What are you gonna do?
Well, I'm gonna hire someone to edit, so I don't have to do that. That'll be the first purchase, I guess. Other than that, just bang bitches, Probably bang some of Silo's hoes, depending on the quality, I guess. I mean,
and price
is right.
Well, you're paying for them, so
I'm not.
Damn it!
Rant City doesn't get an employee discount, is what you're saying.
I'm not saying you don't get a discount, but I'm not paying for it.
Oh, damn.
What would an average hoe cost? Would you think?
An average silo hoe. Probably about $1,000 an hour.
Grand an hour.
Jeez.
So that's like $20.
It's high class, man.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Next. We're just going to briefly talk about the Wolves this season.
Okay.
Any comments on how they're doing so far? I believe they're, what, 4-16?
Yeah, they've been pretty fucking shitty.
Shabazz the best.
And why have they been shitty?
Because, well, I guess they have been injured. Rubio got hurt. Fag got hurt. Peck got hurt. But the main reason they're not fucking winning is because they don't play fucking Shabazz, and they play Corey Brewer. He's a piece of shit.
And who else do they play? Over Bennett.
Over Bennett?
Over Anthony Bennett. Who plays?
They fucking play Hummel.
And who do they play over Shabazz?
Corey Brewer.
And?
Fag.
He's not a two.
Budinger. Yeah.
And what's Budinger's field goal percentage this year?
Legitimately like 20%, if that.
It's like 25%. And Flip is drawing up like game-ending plays for him. Like, really? 25%?
Shabazz is also scoring like a point per minute, and he still only plays like 14 minutes a game. What the fuck is that?
Yeah. Like, he played 30 minutes one game, 30 points. Easy. What a beast.
And then they signed Jeff Adrian to a 10-day contract. Total beast. They play him one game, then they just, you're not playing the rest of the game. Put Hummel back in there. Yeah, because that worked.
Dude, Jeff Adrian was a beast.
He is a pimp.
Yeah. Anything else to say about Flip? Like, he's made some good moves, but he's been so bad coaching. Also, his main strat is taking one step inside the three-point arc and shooting. How is that a good fucking strat?
It's not.
Idiot.
Well, I mean, he's better than Adelman at coaching by a little bit, but he also got all those players, so he should know to play as good players, right?
Should.
Like, he drafted Jeng and Shabazz. He should play them.
Shabazz and Jeng have been their best two players this year. Like, there's no arguing that.
By far.
Yeah. If Thad had been there the entire time, he'd probably be up there, but he came back and he's so rusty.
Yeah, he started the year off, like, amazing, but he's definitely dropped off.
Yeah. I think he was, like, 1-for-30 on threes or something since he came back. It's pretty ridiculous.
I will say Wiggins needs to fucking step up, too.
Yeah.
He's been pretty fucking bad.
Silo, any comments? Final comments on the Wolves?
Nope.
Good to go. So our next topic, or our next segment, is a new one. It's called Player Hate. So basically, one of us will pick a player, state why they hate that player or why that player is bad, and it's the job of the other people on the episode to defend that player. So we're going to start out with one Alge, and I think he has a player in mind. So what do you got for us, one Alge?
I am going with JJ Barea. He is like 5'5 legitimately, thinks he's fucking Kobe, so he jacks up 30 shots a game, hits two maybe if he's lucky, averages zero assist. I mean, he's just all around fucking terrible. Tay, how's he good?
Silo, how's he good?
Tay, how's he good?
2008, man. He was the biggest part of the Dallas Mavericks championship ring, man. Fucking coming in, beasting down the fucking floor. He was the heart and soul of the 2008 Dallas Mavericks, motherfucker.
So you're saying they're winning the championship this year because they have J.J. Barea back?
Might. He led him once, dude.
It's not going to happen again.
You just admitted that it happened.
He didn't do it, man.
You just admitted that it happened. You said he's not going to do it again.
No, they're not going to win again.
That's not what you said.
Don't quote me.
I don't have to quote you. You're on camera.
It's all Tyson. I'm not on camera. I'm on mic for one. Two, it was all Tyson Chandler and Dirk. It was not fucking JJ.
You can't take it back now. You already committed. Cut everything after that.
Don't do it.
All right, now you have
to. I gotta defend JJ Barea. He plays. He's really small, but he plays bigger than he is. He has a lot of heart, and he can take over games. He's a really good player. Is that good enough?
I think we want to hear some more, don't we?
Yeah, you gotta be more specific.
He's a good player off the bench. He has a lot of heart. He can shoot the ball good once in a while. And he can drive against some of the top centers in the league and not get blocked. And not turn it over. How's that?
Alright, do your player, man.
Yep.
No, I don't have a player. You got a player.
I don't have one.
Yes, you do.
I don't. I'm trying to think right now. I was hoping I'd be able to pick one.
Oh, come on. Okay. One player I really hate. And, I mean, when I went a former Minnesota player, I'm going with a current Minnesota player. And I'm going to go with Christian Ponder. He is the absolute worst. He panics whenever anyone is near him. Can't throw a fucking ball. Just throws it out of bounds every time because he's too scared to make a throw. Terrible. Worst quarterback in the league. Wynalch?
His legs can churn fast every once in a while.
Come on, dude. You try to be a little legit.
He can... What can he do?
Silo, you wanna defend Christian Ponder and say why I'm wrong?
Probably 90% of his hands-offs he can make. He can make that handoff.
He can definitely run pretty fast for a white quarterback. if he's got a couple yards to run, he can definitely get to that first down marker.
He can toss the ball to running backs also. Not just hand it off, he can toss.
Yeah, he
maybe hold for a field goal kicker.
Yeah, he definitely holds that ball pretty tight, man.
Basically, he has all the intangibles you want.
And a field goal kicker. He just or a field goal holder.
Yeah, he has all the intangibles, just nothing physical good about him that or talent.
Right. I mean, if it's a 5-yard pass, he can make it at least half the time.
Let's not get irrational.
Half the time.
No. He'd still be the bike starter if he did it half the time. Sorry, I had to be good about this. I'm sorry.
Sal, you got a player?
I did, but mine is too easy to defend, I think.
Well, we'll hear it.
Might as well go for it.
I don't want to now. I want to think of somebody else. I was going to say Kaepernick, but...
My God, he's a faggot.
I guess I'll just fucking do it, because I don't want to wait too long. Colin Kaepernick, because he's a goddamn faggot. just the fucking little bitch in general, you know? Not a good quarterback. Thinks he is. I'd much rather have Alex fucking Smith, and that's saying a lot. Definitely a closet fucking fag.
What?
And go ahead and defend him, guys.
Well, he is really fast.
He's fast as fuck.
And he's got a cannon for an arm. He can occasionally hit the deep pass.
Does have an absolute cannon.
Yeah.
Runs the offense out of the pistol pretty well.
Yeah.
Does have a deep ball. His receivers haven't been healthy, so.
Does have Anquan Boldin, though. I mean, got to step it up a bit.
He's good.
Yeah.
But mostly because he's fast.
Next segment.
Yep.
Too easy.
That mine was. That's what I thought, yeah.
Too easy, Silo.
You might cut that out and do it somebody else? Yeah. Or?
Let's see if we can find somebody. All
right, I got one. I'm going to go with Robbie Hummel.
Good God.
Pretty much just a faggot in general. Can't play basketball. Can barely walk. Can't shoot. Can't pass. Can't rebound. Might be a Might be a decent assistant coach one day, I guess, but that's about his best case scenario. Go ahead and tell me why I'm wrong, guys.
Okay.
He'd probably be a perfect analyst for penis, actually, after this.
I'm going to go ahead and say filling in for the Wolves, since they're injured. He has not done great defensively, but one thing he has shown that he's pretty good at is taking charges. As far as addressing, he can't walk or run. He's trying to. So, I mean, he's working at it. So he's shown some good work ethic.
Left foot, right foot.
But yeah, I think his ceiling is decently high. He could definitely strive to be Brian Scalabrine and, you know, try to contribute something like he did with the Celtics.
What, Alex?
Yeah, he's pretty great. How is that funny? I officially broke silence.
All right, dude, calm down. What else do you have?
Darth Vader's in the background right now. Putin does not know what the fuck is up.
What else you got?
I guess he doesn't shoot like J.J. Barea, so maybe he gets that.
Yeah, he's a team player. Yeah. He doesn't hog the ball like Chase Buttinger.
He'll dish the ball around, try to get there.
I mean,
these players like Shabazz the ball in the post. That's about all I got, man.
All right, Silo, how can they reach us?
Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, buy the merchandise at Amazon.com, find us at rantcity.podomatic.com, find us on iTunes, and add Tay on Snapchat at PimpDaddyDollars with an EZ, because that's how he finishes.
And give us some feedback, because we'll probably play it on the show, or we'll probably read it on the show. So our next segment is a recurring one, and it is Yahoo Answers. Sometimes pretty popular. We'll see if we have any good ones here. So number one, and I must not have gotten the name or anything. Doesn't really matter. But they asked, "Can I pierce my penis with a railroad spike?" Should I elaborate?
Yeah.
Okay. I heard piercers would charge a lot for this, and I really want my first piercing to be a cool one. Is that a cool one?
No.
My girlfriend said she would enjoy it as well. Do I have to use lotion to make it work right either?
So this guy's using lotion.
So first of all, yeah, he wants to do this by himself or on his own.
Yeah, he's trying to use lotion as a disinfectant or whatever.
Must.
It's not going to do shit.
And I believe in this one, in the response, obviously, the first answer said, basically, it's not a good idea. And he didn't even take any of that into account, any of that answer, and said, but the lotion has aloe vera in it.
Oh, man.
So what advice would you give this guy, Silo?
I say go ahead and do it, and hopefully he gets cock rot, and that's how he dies.
What?
Well, I mean, if the lotion has aloe vera in it, I did not know that, then by all means, go right ahead.
How big are railroad spikes? They're like,
that's taking
pretty thick.
Bigger than your dick.
It's taking a good portion of your dick out if you're piercing it with that thing.
It's got to be like an inch across.
Right.
Like, good game. Done. All right, next?
Yeah.
All right. Number two. And this is the last one I have, actually. Do you think I'm a psychopath?
Elaborate.
Do you think he is?
Probably.
Okay. I have lots of people I want to kill, and I feel like I actually might. I want to kill myself. I want to destroy the world and make everyone else's life a misery and make them suffer! !!
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely psycho. If you're going to kill everybody, start with yourself.
Start with yourself.
Because Silo doesn't feel like dying.
Yeah, I'd rather not just be one of those people. So go ahead and slit your own throat.
Well, so you're going with slit the throat. What are some other options for him?
You can definitely hang yourself. Set yourself on fire. I feel like drowning would be pretty painful, and it sounds like something you could deserve. Definitely go with the classic slit your wrist, but you'll just bleed out then, and not enough pain for you.
Okay, Silo, every single answer you give, or advice you give, is to kill someone or kill themselves. So this psychopath comes along, and you really want him to die too? So is this the only one that's actually legit?
No, they could all die.
Oh, you want them all to die still?
Yeah.
But this guy's
like, I just, it's not that I want everyone to die, I just don't think smart, stupid people should live.
And this guy's pretty stupid.
Yeah, let's just weed them out.
Okay, but what if he hears this, then he's going to hunt you down?
I feel like he'd probably die trying.
Because he can't walk and
chew. He can't function.
Yeah, just basic functions elude him.
Yes.
Okay. Anything to add, Welch? Or should we cap off this episode with some good would you rathers?
Make one else add something, for fuck's sake.
What am I going to add to that?
Say why he shouldn't kill himself.
I'm not going to talk a psychopath down. What?
Well, first of all, so you are calling him a psychopath. Because the original question was, do you think I'm a psychopath?
Yes, he's a psychopath.
Are you sure, though?
Well, he wants to kill everybody, so yeah. Unless he's just like, and he might do it. Wants to kill all
the and destroy the world.
Yes, psychopath.
Who does this guy think he is? How dare he?
Fucking destroy my world.
All right, next.
Would you rather be a guy?
Yes. I'd rather be a guy.
That has to pay prostitutes for sex. Or be a guy.
So you like legitimately can't find a chick, you know?
Nope. You have to pay for sex. Or be a guy. And you're
required to do this daily, right?
Right, right. At least once a night. Or be a guy that gets paid to have sex with nasty women.
How much are we talking about paying per night, though?
You get paid $100 an hour, you pay $100 an hour.
So that's like my entire paycheck for the day, man.
Yep.
I guess it should be an easy answer.
So yeah, I guess I'm fucking the ugly chicks for money.
I'm definitely paying top dollar, but I got Silo's hoes, so I definitely don't pay.
Wait, what? What if it's a discount price, what, Alge? Like, how? What was it, like, 25 like, bucks an hour?
If I have to do it every day, and I have to pay every single night, maybe like 10 bucks a day, I think would be fair. $100 a night? Fuck that. That's like, due to the maths, I mean, that's...
I forgot you don't know. What if almost, it was... Okay, I say, forgot that you guys don't make this. As much money as I do.
Let's not forget to add that into the episode.
Yeah. That's a...
That's like 36 requirement every a year.
Okay, what if it wasn't required every day? Say, like, three times a week, so $300.
$300 a week?
Yeah.
Still a pretty good chunk, man.
It is. Does it change?
$300 a week. So
can you imagine some of these...
$1,200 a month.
But can you imagine some of these people...
I mean, I could
like,
swing...
Like, on the other end.
I could swing that, but why not just fuck the fat chicks and get paid for it? I wouldn't have to have a job if I just fuck ugly chicks.
But keep in mind, some of these chicks, like... Maybe so bad they look like dudes.
Can I just fuck like?
No, ugly, you know, there's no. It's like, whoever wants you.
But they're never better than like a four.
I can do fours. I don't have a problem with that.
But
there's also
when you
ones.
Get a four. When you get a four, it's a rare occurrence though.
If I have to do like ones and low twos, that's
majority one and twos. Yes.
But I'm getting paid for it though too, man.
Only $100 an hour though. And you have to make a living, oh, so you're gonna have to do it like at least twice a day.
This is per hour, you're saying?
Yeah,
man, that would be quite the workout for them. I don't know, man. I guess I'll.
You'd like if you're gonna make a decent living, you're gonna have to do it twice a day.
Yeah, you're gonna have to put your time in to make a living off of it.
Yeah.
So you're probably gonna have a job, go home, put your half hour in to an hour.
Wait, you're saying you'd have a normal job plus you'd.
Well, I mean, yeah, if you're saying $100 an hour.
Yeah, so 2 hours.
That's cash money, though.
Yeah, $200 a day.
You take home $700 a week cash?
Yeah, I could do that.
Or if you're ambitious, you could do more.
All right, what was your...
Three a day.
What was your answer?
Are we going by the original one? Because then I'm banging the ones.
Yeah, $100 a day is ridiculous.
If it was...
It was $100 an hour, actually.
Oh, if it's an hour, yeah, I'd take that. $100 an hour? I mean, I could 5-10 minutes every night. That'd be easy. Right?
You have to finish the hour.
You pay for an hour. So if you if you take 5 minutes, you're still paying an hour.
Well, that's dumb.
That's just how it works, I guess.
I guess our residential prostitute expert over here didn't clarify the rules to me enough.
Well, no one... It's pretty common sense. Prostitute is going to go there for 5 minutes. Oh, okay, you only owe me $10. But if it's... What was the other thing we were talking about? If it was like a couple times a day, like $300 a week. God, that's still a lot.
$300 a week would be definitely questionable.
Oh, man. I think I'm just going to take the money.
I'm taking the money, too.
You just said you were paying.
Yeah.
So you're just trying to con us into a bad answer.
No, I'm getting paid, dude.
Okay,
so me too. We're all getting paid, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Unless it's like 150 would probably be my mark. 150, 200.
You know Gabe is dropping that coin, though.
Yeah.
Well, should I go now, or what else do you have?
Doesn't matter.
It was in my brain.
Well, don't lose it. You should write it down. Okay, should I go?
Yeah.
All right, would you rather get punched in the face and get 6 of your front teeth not busted out? Like, you're basically, you get hit so hard, you're swallowing them. And you can't get them fixed or replaced. You can't put fake ones in.
Okay.
Or have someone take a pliers and rip off 6 toes one by one, but you get to pick which toes.
With the pliers.
With the pliers.
That would be brutal.
Are you in a situation where that gets sewed back up after?
Yeah, are these toes going back on or are they gone?
No, I don't know. The toes are obviously gone. I'm just asking if, like, you're going to die of infection.
Oh, no. You won't die.
Okay.
You'll just be missing some toes.
I mean, you can live without toes.
You can live without teeth, too, but I think I'd go with the toes because nobody can see it.
But that would be painful as fuck.
It'd be pretty painful to swallow your teeth. It would be painful, but I just...
Like
you, in the long run, I would much rather have less toes than...
And there's no, like, no, the pain is so severe with the toes, you, like, pass out. There's none of that. You're awake until every single one is...
So basically, when you pass out...
Okay, I'm gonna be realistic. Back. I'm going to pick the toes, but after they pull the first toe, I'm probably going to change my mind.
So you'll get one of your pinky toes ripped off. I'm assuming they're keeping the big toe, right?
Yeah, they're keeping the big one.
Would you keep the second one or, like, take the middle one?
I think I would just take one foot and get rid of all of them.
Okay, yeah, you can do that.
And then go
pinky
everything but pinky on the other foot.
So you'd have one good foot.
Yep.
Because you don't really need a pinky anyway.
Nah.
But you're getting rid of the big toe on one of your
feet. Yeah, no kidding, dude.
Dude, that would take so much to get that off with the fucking pliers.
That's true. I was just thinking of trying to live without it. I wasn't even thinking about the pain. Like, you're going to be yanking and...
Yeah, you'd have to break it first and then go back and forth a few times and then just yank it.
I changed my mind. Teeth.
Teeth. After hearing that, for sure, teeth. What if it's...
That's a one-time thing. You're just getting punched once it's done.
Yeah. But you look like a...
Yeah,
you look like a fucking clown.
But fuck it.
But fuck it. Yes.
You look like a clown, though. Okay, what if it's 3 toes?
I think 2 toes is where I would draw the limit.
Just pinky toes on?
Yeah. Because, I mean, those would be easy to pull off, too.
Maybe. Probably, yeah. Oh, my God. That's ridiculous, though.
Yeah, but...
Oh.
No teeth would be pretty fucked as well.
It would be too rough to take off 2 pinky toes with the pliers.
Right. It would be ridiculous to pull off the big one. Yeah. But afterward... You wouldn't have any toes, but I mean, there's those little things you can put at the end.
I'm not worried about not having shoes. I'm not worried about not having toes. I'm worried about them yanking them off.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Take a drink. If you did make it through, though, like I'm thinking of trying to adapt because I'm obviously looking long term every single time.
I feel like it wouldn't. I don't think it would change that much of a function,
dude. Eating would be pretty tough without your teeth, though. Also. You can't have, like, dentures or anything either?
No, you can't.
It was only 6 teeth.
Your 6
front ones. I guess, yeah, you'd have your molars and shit, so...
And you'd have...
You'd be alright with your chewing, I guess.
God, you'd look like an idiot, though.
You wouldn't really be able to bite much. You'd have a side knot.
You just go like, arr. Just yeah. Get it from the side.
Yeah, I'm getting rid of my teeth for sure.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with that.
I just don't think I could make it through the initial pain. Like, they'd rip off one pinky and, like, I think it was you that said that. I'd be like, all right, I'm taking the teeth. But, I mean, getting punched in the face, that's not going to be pleasant either, though.
No, but it's much
better.
It's done after one hit, though.
Right.
That's where I'm looking at it.
God, just picture yourself looking in the mirror, though. Just like,
I think we're good here.
Forever depressed.
Yeah. One ouch.
Okay. Would you rather date Angelina Jolie, but she's chewing 24/7, so like blowjobs are out of the question.
Why? Or, her mouth is going to be fucked after probably a couple of months. Yep.
Or date her out she is now, except every morning and every night she kicks you in the dick as hard as she can.
Only in the dick? She misses the balls?
Balls is going
on. Oh my God.
So that's like 700 times a year getting kicked in the dick.
Well, I'm taking the chew, I guess, because I'm not getting kicked in the dick daily. If it was like maybe twice a year, I would consider it. But jeez.
Once a day.
I'm taking the chew.
No, how about this? Once after every time you have sex. So like, yeah, good moment, then you just get kicked in the dick.
Come on. So you're just going to associate sex with pain pretty much after a while.
Pretty much,
depending on how long or how many times you do it, but...
Right.
That's the kicker. If you don't want to get kicked in the balls, you don't bang her. Like, as far as the chew goes, like, you're not going to want to bang her after about fucking 2 months.
Right.
So it's either not want to bang her or bang her, but it fucking hurts. Basically.
I think I'm going to go with the kick in the nuts after sex. I'd probably bang her one time and then never want to again.
Yeah.
It might be worth it, though, man.
I'd be like, oh my God, You're like halfway through, like, oh my God, I'm going to get kicked in the nuts. I got to make this last as long as possible.
Yeah, you'd have some good stamina after a while.
If it's just after, I will take that, I guess. But once a day is ridiculous. You're getting once a day, I mean.
But you're probably getting laid once a day if you're in a relationship with
her. If your dick and balls work for me, kicked in them so many times, I mean.
Can you imagine dating a girl that chewed, though? That'd be so fucked.
That would be fact.
Yeah. Silo?
It doesn't affect Silo, I guess.
You're just like, yeah, she chews. No big deal.
I don't know, man. Be bad, but...
Yeah, I'd go...
Taking the chews from the initial... Chew with the initial one, and there's no switching back.
No, there's no switching. Okay. Once you make your...
Once you make your decision.
Hitting it once and then...
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'll take the chew on the initial one and then the after, if we switch it to that. Thanks, Silo. You have one more to close out the show. You have anything to add on the fifth year anniversary of Rant City?
It's been some good times. I guess I just want to say, hopefully we don't last another day, nevertheless, five more years. Besides for that, good times. That's all I got.
Yeah. Got a would you rather to close it out here?
Yes, sir. Would you rather bang a chick with a creepy guy in the corner absolutely intent on watching you, just whacking it, or bang a chick on stage in front of 50 people who are watching you, but they have no interest in what's going on, they don't care, they don't judge.
They're like not beating it either. And it's a mixture of dudes and chicks.
Right, they're just watching.
Yeah.
They're going to leave, it has no effect on them. But 50 people see you. Or this one guy who is fucking...
Or any of the people in the crowd.
Pounding himself to the thought of you banging this chick.
I would easily go with 50 people. It's like, it's not even a question for me.
Do any of the people in the crowd know you, or is it just randoms?
They know you.
So I know everyone in the crowd.
Yeah.
So you're having awkward conversations the rest of your life with the people that are there.
Well, it probably won't be brought up by many people, I'll tell you that. But if the crowd is everyone I know, I mean, I'll probably take the dude okay. jerking in the corner, but...
In this scenario, the dude jerking it in the corner is one ouch.
And in one ouch's scenario, it's you?
Sure.
Oh, I'm taking 50 people.
So it could be friends and family, just whatever, though.
Like, for example, for sure, with one ouch... His sister is in the crowd.
Right.
At least
they're not like hell bent on you.
But they're not saying anything,
they're
not,
right?
They're
right.
not like zoned in on you. And
no,
like,
they are. They are specifically watching you, but they just
yeah. They're not like.
But they don't say anything.
They're just like, eh, whatever. Whereas the creepy dude's like beating it and just staring at you.
Is he making any noises in the corner?
Oh yeah, he's grunting,
heavy panting and shit. I mean, that's fucked. I am going 50 people.
But you have to imagine, like, 25 of those are dudes. So, I mean, 25 dudes watching or one.
Yeah. I'm going with the one because the people know you.
Yeah, man. But the one dude, he's going to be, like, stalking you and shit. And you're...
Why would he be stalking you?
He's obviously not right in the mind. Can't rule that out.
That wasn't in the hypothetical.
Right, that wasn't... That's not a thing.
Still 50 people.
I'm going with the one. Because I definitely don't want my family seeing me bang.
I gotta just be like, what up?
Yeah, I'm going to take the one as well.
I'm not happy about it.
No. Obviously.
I don't want one else to beat it to be banging as chick, but...
I mean, there's like sound... He's making sounds in the corner and whatnot, but I mean, like, as long as he's not...
It is
trying to get in on it,
right,
though.
It is one else, and it is his raspy voice in the corner while he's whacking it.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, but if you think about those 50 people, you're just going to get face blur. Like, you're not going to be able to tell who's who. You're just going to see 50 people.
No, but afterwards they...
They're not all going to go up to you afterwards.
Not all of them. All it takes is two or one.
Afterward, they just get up and leave. The crowd one.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not going to know who it is until you talk to them and they bring it up. Like, for all you know, they didn't see it. No big deal.
They absolutely, you do know they saw it. They were specifically watching you.
If you don't look
at
the crowd.
Yeah, but there's 50 people in the crowd. You're not going to like, oh, yeah,
okay,
you.
So you're not going to look at the crowd at all?
I'll look at them. I just get face blindness when there's a huge crowd.
All right, well, I'm going with the one.
You definitely notice a few.
Right.
I think I'm going to take one ouch in the corner.
Yep, definitely taking one ouch in the corner.
Okay, how far away is the corner from the bed, though?
What if I'm, like, up in his face? Making eye contact.
It's 5 feet. He's 5 feet away.
If I can feel, like, breathing, or if there's anything anywhere near me, then I'll take the crowd. But, I mean, other than that,
You're just railing her from behind, and I'm standing on the opposite end, just looking directly in the eyes. Could you imagine that, though? That'd be way worse than 50 people.
Nah, I'm taking the one.
I'm taking the one.
You guys are ridiculous.
I think you're pretty goddamn ridiculous.
I think Silo made it up. He's the one that's...
Friends and family, though? I mean, that's fact.
It is pretty fucked, but that one creepy dude is way more fucked.
You're the creepy dude!
Or in your scenario, it would be me.
Yeah, so that'd be really fucking creepy.